All right, we're going to wrap things up. Candidates, please share your final thoughts and tell voters what you would bring to the assembly if elected. And we'll start with David.
Well, once again, as I said at the beginning, I'm primarily running to try to address the waterfront-related issues. And I know an assembly in a small town is largely made up of lay people that are not professionals. But I'm very concerned that that we haven't been able to facilitate the cleanup on the waterfront. And I think that we have to immediately address the floating dock issue. And in a broader sense, we have to look at what we should do as a community in terms of controlling our own waterfront or not, re-engaging the White Pass or negotiating with Norwegian Cruise Lines. These should all be options that are flushed out. And as far as my particular skills, you know, I have 30 years of real estate appraisal experience in complex commercial issues, including docks, and this is a glaring hole in the negotiations that have occurred throughout the last 8 years, in that they haven't ordered or completed a market value analysis of the waterfront. And I also think that the current assembly is a little bit stymied by what to do next. You know, there seems to be a stalemate on the cleanup. The cleanup's almost being held hostage to other negotiations. I don't think that's appropriate. So my issue, the reason I'm running, is that I want to see these issues addressed. And really, to me, the other things that come up day to day are incidental.
Orion?
Thank you. Thanks, KHNS. First off, I am a strong proponent of land sales. Second, transparency. I think we can be a lot clearer and more honest with the public sometimes than what we present. And I say that from having attended dozens of meetings. And I'm complete agreement that cleanup of the harbor is paramount going forward. And the fourth thing I would say is I think we have to have moderate expectations for all of the capital projects that are being proposed, because we have some real fiscal troubles coming ahead, and we need to be cautious and not spend so freely, because we don't know where the state's going and it doesn't look good. But I think with that in mind, I also, as a contractor, I have a lot of experience in looking at plans and seeing where things are frivolous and where things are necessary. And I think that's something that we haven't always had, those kinds of eyes on the assembly of someone who can look at as a project and analyze things that are perhaps not needed and wasteful. I think we've had some projects that were very expensive, and some things that are being built right now that are extremely expensive and could have been a lot more modest.
Tim.
Well, thank you, Ellie. I think we really need to concentrate on the waterfront being our most valuable asset. It has been a long, arduous road. I think we're moving in the right direction with bringing a third party to facilitate. And, you know, kind of give us a feel of what we have. We know what we have. We need help. As David said, we're all residents here that are serving on the assembly. No one's an expert on the whole waterfront and the complexities, and we need help, and we need to admit that, and we need to we need to pursue it with the professional company to help us out there. But we do need to take the lead. We need to go forward. We have a horrible housing problem that needs to be addressed. We have a lot of illegal RVs, and it goes on every year. We need to come up with some solutions there. The fiscal responsibilities we have, the state mess fiscally, lots on our plate. And I'm willing to serve, and if the community wants me to, so I'm here.